Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let's be honest. The sower is not a good farmer. A good farmer prepares the soil for planting. As soon as the crops are harvested, he begins to work the soil to make it ready for the next planting. He disks, he fertilizes, he plows. And when it comes time to plant, he plants carefully in rows. He sows seed only where the ground has been carefully worked and prepared. The sower, however, is reckless. He throws seed everywhere. Because of his carelessness, some falls on the road and gets trampled or carried away by the birds. What a waste. Because of his imprecision, some falls on rocky soil. It grows for a while, but then it withers when the summer sun gets hot and the July skies dry up. So wasteful. Because of the sower's recklessness, some seed falls among thorns and is choked out by weeds. What a waste of good seed. The sower sows. His reckless love scatters abroad the goodly seed, intent alone that all may have the wholesome loaves that all men need. Though some be snatched and some be scorched and some be choked and matted flat, the sower sows. His heart cries out, oh, what of that and what of that? What of that and what of that? The seed is the word of God and the soil is the hearts of the hearers. This is not a parable about those who refuse to hear the word of God, those outside the church. Just like last week's parable, this one is about you. The sower is reckless with his seed. He scatters it everywhere. It falls on the path trodden by the cares of the world. It falls on hearts where the devil quickly snatches it away. Ears that only selectively hear the word of God, wanting it not to be too offensive, not to call them to repentance. It falls on the hard path trodden by the feet of the world, hardened by the sins you enjoy. It falls on the path both to Sodom and to Nineveh. In one, it's plucked away by the devil, leaving none penitent except Lot and his family. In the other, it brings faith and immediate repentance to every citizen of the city except the prophet sent to preach there. It falls on rocky soil, bringing about immediate faith and joy, but withering in times of testing. It falls on hearts who have no root of Christian life, hearts that assume that a life of faith would be free from cross and trial. It falls among thorns, hearts more enamored with the praise of men than the praise of God, that love the pleasures of life more than the pleasures of heaven. Still, the sower sows. His word has no season. He scatters it year round, day in and day out. He scatters it among the faithful and among hypocrites, on receptive hearts and on rock-hard, rebellious hearts. He sows the seed of his word onto your heart. What type of soil is your heart? Aren't you at all times all these different types of soil? There's no heart that's constantly receptive to God's word. Give up supposing yourself to be constantly good soil, always receptive to God's word. Repent of judging the types of soil that others' hearts seem to be. The sower is not looking for good soil. He's just looking for dirt. Any kind will do. That's the difference between the divine sower and any other farmer. The sower sows the word of God. And as the rain and snow come down from heaven and do not return there, but water the earth, making it bring forth and sprout, giving seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall the Lord's word be that perpetually goes forth from his mouth. It shall not return to him void, but it shall accomplish that which he purposes according to his will and succeed in the very thing for which he sends it. Not even Monsanto can make seed like this. The seed, which is the word of God, has the power to transform hard soil into fertile loam, to make thorny soil free from weeds, and to change rocky soil into nutrient-rich, arable ground. The one telling the parable, Jesus, is the word of God. He is both the sower and the seed, scattered seemingly foolishly on bad soil. He is the seed, trampled under the foot of Roman soldiers on the hard soil as they lead him out of Jerusalem to Calvary. He is the seed, planted in the rocky soil of Calvary as he was nailed to the cross. He is the seed, withering and dying in the blistering noonday sun, thirsting on the cross. He is the seed among thorns, crowned with thorns as he hung dying. He is the seed that fell on bad soil and there died. But as the seed himself said, unless a seed falls to the ground and dies, it remains only a single seed. But if it dies, it produces many seeds. The seed, scattered wantonly, recklessly, extravagantly, imprecisely, lands in the hard, thorny, rocky soil of your heart. And from this lifeless soil, the word brings faith. Faith cleanses your heart, makes the soil fertile, brings life from death. It's reckless, of course, foolish, absolutely. The Lord still sends forth sowers, preachers, to scatter the seed of his word indiscriminately. Of all his scattered plenteousness, 1/4 waves ripe on hill and flat, and bears a harvest 100-fold. Ah, what of that, Lord? What of that? Preach you the word and plant it home and never faint. The harvest Lord, who gave the sower seed to sow, will watch and tend his planted word. Everywhere. The Lord scatters the seed of his word everywhere, to the very four corners of the earth. And he's willing to risk it be food for birds and fodder for devils. He'll risk planting it in shallow, rocky soil where it will wither in times of testing. He'll risk scattering the seed of his precious word among thorns, among those who prefer worldly passions. He'll even risk scattering it here upon your heart. It is admittedly reckless, the wanton scattering of the word of God, without regard for the kinds of people on whom he scatters his seed. But from an ordinary font, the Lord tosses out the seed of his word. It lands in hearts rebellious against him, but it does not return to him empty. Everyone upon whom it falls, from the scattering place of the font, is made a child of God. Even those who let the devil pluck away the seed later, who wither in times of trial, who go back to their worldly passions. But the Lord's sowing isn't finished at the font. throughout your life, as long as you have ears, as long as you remain hearing, as Jesus says in the gospel this morning, he who has funny shaped pieces of cartilage attached to the side of his head, he who has ears to hear, let him hear. The Lord is sowing through his ministers. From their mouths, he scatters the word of his absolution, his forgiveness. It's reckless, absolutely. When sinners confess the states of their hearts, when they acknowledge the hardness of the soil, the overwhelming presence of rocks, the threatening growth of weeds, a sensible farmer would go looking for better soil. But exactly when you confess the hardness of your heart, the barrenness of the soil of your heart, he scatters the word of absolution on your heart, cleansing the soil with faith and his forgiveness of your sins. And particularly reckless is the way the Lord scatters the seed of his word from this altar. Here the Lord scatters his word over ordinary bread and wine, planting in them his very body and blood. And then he scatters these into your mouth. He plants himself within you, bears the fruit of faith from your previously sinful heart, cleanses the soil of your heart by his very presence. It is the Lord's nature to sow his word extravagantly, recklessly, without regard for where it falls, intent alone that all may have the wholesome loaves that all men need. It is the Lord's nature, his characteristic core, to be lavishing his gift of forgiveness, not upon those most deserving, but upon those most needing it. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.